Ladies and gentlemen, it is a great honor and thrill to have in our studio Jordan Bondrowski, who is the recipient of the McCarthy ball after he threw it. Hello, Jordan.
Hi.
All right, now, Jordan, you're 11 years old. Is that correct? Where do you live?
Aston.
All right, and you were at the game. Where exactly were you seated? Explain to us how you ended up with the McCarthy ball.
I was three rows up from the field near the ball girl, and he, like, when Tom McCarthy caught the ball, he threw it back, and then the ball girl ran out and got it, and I ran up to, like, the place, like, the little
railing.
Rail.
You ran up to the edge, right?
Yeah.
And she handed you the ball.
Yeah.
Did you know that at that moment in time, little Jordan, that you were about to be handed a piece of history?
No.
You did not?
No.
When did it occur to you that you had a very fabulous item?
Like, the next day.
The next day? Wow, the next day. All right. The governor's already said he put it in the Hall of Fame. That is here, John. Hi, John. How are you?
Hey, Angela. How are you?
All right, John. So then I came on the air on Monday, and I stated that I would like to purchase the ball for Tom McCarthy. And you heard this, right?
That's correct.
And I said I would pay $500 for it.
Yep.
Which seems high now as I think about it.
Angela, is it your check or Mark Rayfield's?
All right, look at this.
It's a personal check. Oh, my gosh.
Are you
Rhea?
Seeing this?
Yes, it's
are
his
you
money.
This?
It's unbelievable.
We're all stuck.
Are you seeing this?
Yep.
And we have the big one here, too. I am now, Al, watch this closely. I am now handing little Jordan Bondrowski $500 check, and she is handing me a piece of baseball history.
All right.
I now hold in my hand Tom McCarthy's ball.
There you go. Hall of Fame.
Now, this ball, I will not have this ball for long, Al.
No.
Because I will be giving it to Tom, who's in Miami, and calling in shortly to receive the ball, because he wants to do nice things. But now I'm hearing, John, I'm hearing from you that you don't want Jordan to keep my $500.
I had nothing to do with me.
You didn't. Jordan, what are you doing with my $500? I thought you'd buy some nice dresses and fine items.
Dresses?
What are you
going to
do with the
I don't know.
Rhea, whatever. Whatever. Jordan, what are you going to do with the money?
Half of it I'm going to give to breast cancer, and half of it I'm going to give to the FOP Survivors Fund.
And this was her idea?
It was her idea to give all of it back, because there's people that, you know, how she says it, it's people that are less fortunate than her.
I'm overwhelmed. You're an amazing young woman.
Thank you.
You should be very proud of yourself.